boy. When was it that your 11-year-old son tested positive, Dee?
Okay, I might just give you the spiel. I'll just give you the kōrero, and I might answer a few questions anyway. I'm jumping on here because people may have read this morning an article in the Herald that Duncan Garner's tested positive and his son is tested positive. So that's my son too. Okay, so I just want to respond and give our kōrero about this all. So last Tuesday, Buster had a fever, and that's unlike him. He was also had a headache. So that was last Tuesday. Wednesday, we both went for a COVID test, and I got my results back on Friday, and we got a phone call from the DHB on the Saturday. Obviously, it was a shock to all of us. So the chap on the phone advised that the infectious period is 2 days prior to the symptoms, which took her back to the Sunday. So he was at his father's house on the Sunday and pretty much contracted the COVID virus from that whare. What else? So Buster on the Tuesday had a fever. We went and had the COVID test on the Wednesday. He had a headache. So his symptoms were had a headache. He's very tired and he lost his appetite. That was Wednesday, Thursday. Fired again, headache, PAMOL, and then Friday he was back. So back to eating normally, being him, his normal self, and he's kei te pai, he's sweet as. Al and I are both fully vaccinated. Obviously, people, just letting people know, I'm the executive assistant to the CE when Osborne at the Marae at Manukau Urban Māori Authority. We have primo team. We all got vaccinated, well, most of us got vaccinated, first dose back in May. Puhi, big shout out to Puhi Wade down at the Marae there, our operations manager, essential operations manager. So set that up. So got my first dose then, and then my second dose the 18th of June, again at the Marae. So fully vaccinated. Al has had your, he's had his too. When did you get yours back?
Mine was sort of late September was my first dose, and then end of October.
The 30th of October, eh?
My second dose. So, yeah, counting our blessings that we're fully vaccinated.
That's
you know, obviously this was at home, close to home for us, so.
Yeah. So we are also on here to kōrero to you because we've got the platform to do so. Because neither of us know anyone who's had COVID. And so I work from home. So Buster and I and Al live here. We have to self-isolate till the 4th of December. I work in the call centre, so sweet as. So that's fine. However, Al has his own courier business. So he's a postie. He works the mean long hours. And so we have to self-isolate until the 4th of December. We had our first COVID test yesterday. And probably his mates going, bro, I can see you on the screen. So we both had a test yesterday and we both got negative results this morning. So as we said, we're both fully vaccinated and we had our test and we're all good. We're not displaying any symptoms. And as I said, Buster's sweet as. He's back to normal. He's in there playing on his Chromebook. Over to you, Claudette.
See, the thing is, with Buster being 11, he's not eligible for vaccination because he's under the age of 12. So that is something that we have to be very mindful of with our whānau, is that our babies under 12 are very susceptible if we don't go out and be vaccinated. The other thing, though, by coming on to talk to us, it is around our whānau and letting our whānau know there is no shame and no blame in having COVID-19. This ngangara is around us. Nobody goes out to go and get it deliberately. So, you know, this is also about sharing information that we have, how to take care of ourselves, where we can go. And given your role at Manukau Urban Māori Authority, and absolutely thank you very much to you and your team, we're now double vaxxed. How is it that you can look after for our whānau who have tamariki under the age of 12, who have tested positive? What can we do to look after them? What are the signs, you know, and what can we do to look after them? Is there rongoa? Where do we take them? You know, how do they eat? What do we do? You know, all of those questions.
So we might just touch on, you know, how it looks at our whare, okay? So, yeah, we have to self-isolate. We can't go anywhere. We had to do an online shop on Saturday night because we were down to three rolls of wharepaku paper, and that was like catastrophic in this house, you know. So we had to, you know, put an order and a countdown to get it delivered to us, a few things. We're all sharing the same house as per normal. I'm not being anal running around, you know, sanitizing and cleansing and stuff. I haven't got Buster locked away in a room and leaving a tray of food at the, you know, at the door. We're all sharing the space. He's got no symptoms, but also, you know, he's under 12. He's my baby. So he wants to be with us, and we have to uffy him. And it's just another day. You know, we've been through two kind of upsetting moments. Obviously the first phone call on the Saturday, getting that result back positive, you know, and he's 11. So him processing that, he felt like, oh, you know, real sad, you know, real sad. I wanted, you know, if I could swap it out, give it to me, I'd have it, sweet as, you know. I can deal with the whatever's going to come at us, you know. Obviously we rung our families, we rung his four sisters, and they're all, you know, like, ah, oh no, what does it mean? Is he all right, you know? And I'm the kind of person that will share it with people to, well, the messaging really is, as you said, no shame, you know. Be kind to people, you know. We're on here because we don't know anyone who's been tested positive before. People know us. People know us. We want to resonate with people that we're actually real people. And this is what our house is going through. Other people might be going through something different, you know, but in our house, we're lucky. Buster's fine now. He's back to eating again. He's back to his normal, helpful, awesome, beautiful self. There's no medicine. It was just, you know, Pamela, those first two nights. We're not doing anything different. We're just back to normal in our house. He's eating normal stuff. What else, baby? Jump in.
Oh, no, it's just try and deal with it as normally as possible. Don't make it like it's you know, something abnormal. It's just another virus, and you have to tackle it that way, especially for a young 11-year-old.
Because that's the thing as well too, isn't it, Al and Dee, it is around the stigma that's attached with this ngangara. Actually, there should be no stigma because it is not of our making. So what encouragement can you give to those whānau that are perhaps feeling that they are a little bit whakamā about, you know, wanting to tell their whānau and closest mates that they might be positive?
Let me answer this one. Just be transparent. Just be transparent. Like, you know, we wonder, would it be different if we didn't have the vaccination shots? You know, would we both have the fever and stuff? I actually watched, Claudette, your interview with Rosalina Puhi in the weekend because I just wanted to see that kōrero. So I already had you on my radar to reach out to you maybe later on in the week just to say, would you be interested to have kōrero so that we could share our story with people? You know, kawai whakama, don't be shy. Don't be shy. And as I said, treat people with kindness, especially our tamariki, you know. And it's not something to be ashamed of and to hide, you know, because people don't know how to react. People don't know how to react. They just think, you know, oh, it's a bad thing. Oh, they're leprechauns or whatever, you know. But no, you've got to offer your family and support each other and help out. And today I got slammed on Facebook today. Slammed on messengers, you know. Are you guys all right? Can I drop some food off? We did a shout out to Auntie Christy. Buster wants some KFC, blah, blah, blah. That's the cool thing about it is that everyone has got your back, you know. I work in an awesome organisation. You know, I've got Puhi doing mahi with the outreach team. Taumata Kōrero, we've got, you know, our food bank down there. Shout out to the team, the call centre, you know, doing good stuff.
So another thing that we can tell our whānau, especially those of us who are out in South Auckland, and because that is, you know, there is a significant number of us out in South Auckland who are testing positive, that we're here for you. Manukau Māori Authority is here for you. Manurewa Marae, Papakura Marae, Tūriki Health, to reach out.
Absolutely, absolutely. All those wonderful people doing awesome mahi everywhere, but in particular South Auckland. You know, Tūriki Health, absolutely, all those people, Papakura, Tāshe, Manurewa Marae, Whaia Te Puia at Tūriki Health, Absolutely, absolutely.
Can I just ask this one thing? We saw last week a protest, anti-vax protest, freedom of choice protest, and there was also a protest on the weekend where they blocked the motorways. How do you feel about those types of protests, knowing that, you know, we Māori, we love our protests, we love our porohiti, no problem about that, but when it is a little bit closer to home and they are using rangatiratanga flags and they are using whakapūtanga hāki, and you're sitting there with your 11-year-old baby and he's tested positive and they're saying don't vaccinate, and you could very well have been in a very different situation, how does that make you feel?
Al, what's your view?
Well, it's, you know, I'm of this opinion as well. You know, everyone's got the right to voice their opinion. But, you know, putting families and children in jeopardy is not the way to go about it. I think medically proven the vaccine does help. And I respect people's choices. But overall, it's an individual choice to vaccinate yourself and obviously your young ones. And, you know, if you want to protest, yep, but don't put people's life at risk doing it. There's other means of way of protesting. And I respect people who want to voice their opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't want to, you know, after this to be attacked or spammed or coming at us with the whatever, you know, this is our story. This is where we are. We're double vax sweet as. It could have been a different view. It could have been the two of us, the three of us, sick as, you know. As I said, I work in the food bank call centre at Mooma. I've been on the phone to whānau members who are self-isolating and they're crook as. They're crook as because they haven't, and one of them, you know, said the other week, I regret it. I regret not. My father told me and I said, nah, I'm all right. You know, so don't think that you're, what's that term? You're invincible or whatever that you know, the expression is.
Yeah, or you're the exception to the rule because
that's right.
This pandemic, this virus has no,
What's the word? I know, we like playing the game. What's the word, Al? We'll just say that mere, that thing.
it doesn't have any sort of, colour or race. It
doesn't discriminate.
There's no exception. If it's out there and you're exposed, you'll get it.
Mm.
Thank you so very much for sharing your story with us and for sharing your boy's story with us as well, too, Al and Dee. Just one other question. He'd be really disappointed because he was supposed to go back to school on Wednesday, was he not, like every other kid?
Exactly.
So he'd be really bummed that he can't go, you know, mix it up with his mates and, you know, have lunch at his kutta. Well, oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. He's looking forward to that big time. Anyway, so yeah, please, everyone, if you see see my boy around, you know him. Everyone at the marae knows him. I know already 5V will be in there giving him a big hug. And, Auntie Tanya Howard and Auntie Puhi and all those ones, they've been messaging today anyway. So thank you, everyone, for your aroha and your support for the three of us. We really, really, really appreciate it. And thank you for your time, Claudette.
Me tuku mihi ki a kōrua. Thank you very, very much for talking to us this afternoon on Irirangi Wāte. Very generous of you to share your time and story. Me tuku mihi ki a kōrua. That is Al and Dee Dalamia, and she is a kaimahi here at Manukau Urban Māori.